Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Tzadi Aleph. We are on Tzadi Amabez, again after the jam-packed daf yesterday, and we continue here in the 10th parak of Yevamos, parak Ha'isha Rabbah. So we are at the two dots on Tzadi Amabez. The last point we were making was the sugyas of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah, Sheval Taseh versus Kumva Aseh. We brought a couple of examples towards the end of Shamati, Shemakin Va'onshin, sugyas related to that, and that really is the end of the Akira's Davar Min HaTorah. Other examples come up along the way, but that really is the Iker discussion. Okay, so let's continue now, and maybe at this time at the end we'll come back to some other topics of Makin Va'onshin. So says the Gemara, Lo zeh v'zeh mitamin la. So we learned in the Mishnah that in the tragic case where the husband walks back in after the woman got remarried, so the husbands are not allowed to be mitame for either of the men, are not allowed to be mitame for her if they are kohanim. Right? It's a daraisa of Tumas Kohanim, minalan. How do we know that? Dechsiv ki im l'she'ero hakarov elav v'yamamar she'ero zuishto. The she'er, the relative that is karov, and she'er means wife, fixiv lo yitama bal ba'amav lehechalo, the husband is not allowed to be mitami himself to be mechalel his kedusha. Yesh bal she mitame, yesh bal she'ein mitame. There is one husband that has a chiyav to become tame, and one that doesn't have a chiyav to become tame. Where we paskin machlokas, whether it's a rishus or a mitzvah, we paskin as a chiyav for the husband to become tame. Okay, Tzad. So what, who is the husband that has to and who's the husband that is not allowed to? Mitami hula ishtok shera, ve'ena mitami lishto psula. He's mitami for a regular ishtok shera, but not mitami for an ishtok psula. If he's living in sin, he is not allowed to be mitami himself. Right? It's a double avera. If he's becoming tame and he lived in sin, so he's not allowed to pile on avera onto an avera. So this is the even though there's a mitzvah of being mitami oneself da'oraisa, but still it doesn't apply in this case. Remember the Rambam that we have mentioned in the past, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Avelus, at least according to one Rambam, the Rambam has a couple of sources for the mitzvah of Avelus. The beginning of Hilchos Avelus, the Rambam quotes a different pasuk for the mitzvah of Avelus. The Rambam does not quote Tumah. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Avel, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, mitzvah zaseh lehis Avel al hakrovim shene emar, V'achalti chatas hayom ayitav be'enei Hashem. He quotes the pasuk by Aaron and Moshe arguing about the seer of Rosh Chodesh that was burned. I ate the chatas today. Hayitav, would Hashem would have been happy about that? He burned the chatas. So that's the source that is quoted, even though there the context is aninus. But the Rambam quotes that in Hilchas Avel. But if you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam also quotes the psukim and includes it in the mitzvah of Tumas Kohen. Not only has to be Mitami himself, but included in that is also the mitzvah of Avelos. Okay, a couple of sources related. So that is Tumah. Next, V'lo zeh v'zeh zaka'in b'mitziyasa v'chulu. And neither of the husbands are now zoche in the mitziyas, anything that this woman might find. We know mitziyas usually goes, mitziyah of an isha goes to the husband, but not in this case. Why? Taima mai amarabonon. Mitziyas isha labayla. What's the reason the chazal are misakein that if a woman finds something, masha matza isha kana bayla, ki heched lo tevi le'eva. Well, it's to prevent marital strife. So, we give it to him. Hacha tevi le'eva ve'eva. Here we don't care about it. So let him have Eva because we need them to get divorced. And we know Eva comes up in a number of places, either between Jew and non-Jew. That's the most common form that people know about. Jew and non-Jew. You're allowed to do this halacha because of Eva. We don't want to cause problems between Jew and non-Jew. But we also have Eva within. We have it between Jew and Jew. Remember we have the two, there's a Kohen Gadol and he has to, he becomes Tommy, and therefore a different person substitutes for him. That first Kohen Gadol stays as with the status of Kohen Gadol even when the first one comes back. And there are certain halachas about how to deal with these two Kohanim Gadolim, and there the Gemara talks about Eva. And finally, here's the third context between husband and wife. There's issues of Eva, and here we don't care if there's Eva. There is hatred and negative feelings between them because we want them to get divorced. So that's why the mitzios don't go to the husband. Ubamasi Yadeha, and her earnings don't go to the husband either. Taima mai, why? Ami Rabbanan, mai si yadeh alabayla. What's the reason that usually her earnings go to her husband? Mishum tekaachla mizone. She gets mizonos, he supports her, so he gets any earnings. Hacha, kivan, the mizoni lesla. Here, since she's not getting mizonos, as was said earlier in the Mishnah, masi yadeh alavdi day. So that whole equation is cut out. There's no mizonos in one direction, and there's no mai si yadeh in the other direction. Velo mefer nedareha, and also he cannot be mefer her nedarim. So this already has to come on to something new, because everything over the past few lines has been derabanan. Well, first we had the tuma, the chiv to become tame, so we say they're not, so that's already a sheva al tase. And here we had a couple of tanoi ksuba that we knocked out. But now this is a din d'oraisa coming up. They can't be made for the nedarim. By not doing that, that's going to allow her neder to stay. So v'lo made for the nedarim, why can't he be made for the nedarim? Taima my amarachmana. Baal Mefer, Kadesh Lo Tiskane, why does the Torah say that the husband has power to get rid of the Nidre Ishto? Kadesh Lo Tiskane, so she doesn't become disgusting to her husband, meaning let's say she's know there's something that the husband is not happy about, and therefore it's going to cause problems with the relationship. So that's why the Torah gives the rights of the husband to be Mefer. Rashi quotes here, Kego Nidre Inui Nefesh. She makes a neder, that something that hurts her, that she's never going to take a shower, she's never going to put on makeups. That affects the husband too. So therefore, that's why we usually give him the power. But here, fine, let him become disgusting to each other. Tiskana v'tiskana. We want them to get divorced, and therefore there is no problem with not with taking away the power of the husband. The Rashba notes here that Rashi only quotes one of two types of nedarim that the husband can get rid of for the wife. Rashi quotes inui nefesh, where she brings suffering onto herself. The Rashba wonders why Rashi only quotes one and not the other one. There's another type of neder that the Baal Chemi made for, and that's what's known as dvarim shebeino levena. So he says, I don't know, kashuli, tenach nidre ini nefesh, dvarim shebeino levena, ma'ikala meymar. Why isn't that mentioned here? Dvarim shebeino levena. And number two, says the Rashba, even more importantly, taima, the reason why the Baal has afarat the power is not shalotis gane, Ella, it's a din d'oraisa. Ella d'oraisa. Kadesh l'tizgana sounds like a d'rabanan. But this is d'oraisa, why? Ukad Rebbe Pinchas. Like Rebbe Pinchas, we had this earlier. Rebbe Pinchas holds, kol hanoderes al das bailahi noderes. Any woman who makes a neder really has her husband in mind. And that's why the husband has rights. That's a more inclusive lashon than Rashi says. So what does the Gemara here mean, shalot tizgana, if the real reason is Rebbe Pinchas' din of kol hanoderes? So the Rashba says beautifully. The Rashba says, no. Kadesh l'tizgana is explaining Kol Hanoderes. Alkei Niro Lafarish Tahachi Ka'amar. This is what it means, says the Rashba. Hadam Rabbi Pinchas Shano Deras Adas Bailehi Noderes. When the Chazal and Rabbi Pinchas say that when a woman makes a neder, she has her husband in mind, Adas Baila. That's exactly why she has her husband in mind, because she doesn't want to ruin, deep down, she doesn't want this relationship to be ruined. She doesn't want to be disgusting in her husband's eyes. And therefore, if she says something, she doesn't really mean it. And that's why the husband could do it. V'ahacha, and therefore here, since they're ome lihi parade, they're about to get divorced. V'ahacha, kivan, de la meifa kaima, eno noderes al daito. Since they're about to divorce, so then she's not. Deep down, why do we say kol noderes? Because she's really thinking about her husband, she doesn't want to be misguided. But here she doesn't hear to hear about being misgane, because Chazal are going to make them get divorced, and therefore that's why we don't apply the principle of kol hanoderes. So when the Gemara here says kadesh lo tiskane, it really means what Rabbi Pinchas says of kol hanoderes. Related to this, we mentioned this also back on Daf Chavtes, where this came up, is a very important maimar, very important piece in the Minchas Asher. Rav Asher Weiss in Bamidbar, in Simon Mem Beis, has a long discussion relating to Ta'amei HaMitzvos, and he starts off by discussing the Machlokes Tanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether we are Darshin on Taimi Dekra or not, the Gemara in Bava Metzia and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the two contexts where Rabbi Shimon and Reb Yehuda argue whether you Darshin the reasons for Mitzvos, Lo Yar Belo Nashim, the Isurim by the king, that's the context of Sanhedrin, and the Sugyan Bava Metzia of Lo Sachbo Beged Almana, not to taking a collateral, a Beged of an Almana, is it only by a poor almana, or is it even by a rich almana? And that's the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The Gemara is machalik between the two cases. But Reb Asher Weiss there says 2 points. Number one, even Reb Shimon, who's darshin and taima dekra, it doesn't mean that he uses any tamei mitzvot for every single mitzvah under the sun that you could think of. He reads through the Sefer Achinuch and comes up with every reason and creates the contours of the mitzvah based on those reasons. It's not every mitzvah. The Nira, even Rabbi Shimon has a limit. Lo tarish daima dekra ela b'mitzvah sichlios. Shein bechlal ha-mishpatim. V'taiman muvan ba'ofan barur. Im mitoch etzem ho'inyan im mitoch havanas ha-kosef. So first of all, Rabbi Shimon's din is limited. Even if you say that shein daima dekra, it doesn't mean everyone. It means the obvious reasons. You shouldn't have too many wives. You shouldn't have too many horses. You don't have too much money. So those are pretty straightforward what the reason is, because those assets could lead you astray. But doesn't say every single mitzvah. That's number one, limit Rabbi Shimon. But then he says, even Rabbi Yehuda, who might hold lo darshin in time to krab, explains Rav Asher Weiss there in Os Dalet that there is a difference between tameh ha-mitzvos and hagdaras ha-mitzvos, reasons for mitzvos and definitions of mitzvos. And there's a difference between lama and ma, why we are commanded and what we are commanded. Sometimes Chazal understand the definition of a mitzvah based on something that sounds to us like a reason, but it's really not a reason. That's part of just the definition of the mitzvah itself. So for example, he gives six examples. He says, for example, chalitza. There is a machlokas we mentioned on Dav Beis already, and we'll talk about it a lot more, Bez Hashem, in the 12th parak, which is all about chalitza. There's a machlokas really in their achronim. They expand it, even though the roots are Rashi and Sanhedrin and others. If a woman has no interest in getting remarried, she's 103 years old, and she is not interested in getting remarried, does she have to do chalitza? Does she have to have chalitza done if her husband dies and her husband has a brother and they didn't have any children? So that's the machlokas. The first siman in the Chacham Tzvi, siman Aleph, discusses this, and it said that maybe not. The Chacham Tzvi and others say, no, it's what we call a matir, says the Chacham Tzvi. And therefore, if she's not interested in chalitza, there's no need to do chalitza. And if you look in the Sefer HaKovetz, in the back of the Rambam, the first Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Yibam, he calls otherwise. He says, no, Yibam and chalitza are two of the 613. You have a choice to do one or the other. And even Kabbalistically, the Chassam Sofer in Eben Ezer, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Pehe, quotes the Zohar, De'ein menucha lenefesh ha-meis, ad asher hayavam yachlots le'ishto. Until something's done, the nefesh ha-meis doesn't have menucha. So, sounds like you really got to do something. But says the Chassam Sofer, says the Chacham Tzvi, halachically we don't force her. We don't force her because Kabbalah doesn't override halacha, and if she really doesn't want to, and she has a reason that this doesn't do anything for me, ef shalachapos tamim shepa Kabbalah ala brios, lefi halacha in a chalitza elamatir v'lo mitzvah. So again, says Rav Asher Weiss. So are we saying the reason for chalitza is that so that she could get remarried? No. The discussion there is not about tamei ha-mitzvos, darshin ha-tamei ha-tikra. It's about the definition of chalitza. That's very different. Or, the marsha he quotes, the marsha in Makkos, daf yud amud beis. What if somebody kills by accident, b'shogeg, no witnesses? Nobody knows anything about it. Does he have to run to an ir miklat? Explains the Marsha, no, because an ir miklat is about protection from the goal adam, from the relatives, and if the relatives don't know about it, then there's no reason for he himself to run. Others say, isn't it also an element of kapara, galus mechaperes, and therefore he should run? So how could the Marsha say that? Isn't it like darshin and time at the Quran? The answer is no. The Marsha is explaining, according to that shita, that galus, going to an ir miklat, is about the nature, the definition of it is protection. And that is a major element of it. And that's not a reason for the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. And a couple of other examples as well. He quotes Pidyon HaBen, Petor Chamor, but one other that relates to us, Hafaras Nedarim. What does the Gemara say? Kol Hanoderes, we just spoke about it. Rabbi Pinchas, what the Rashba says the Gemara really means here. Kol Hanoderes, Aldas Baila Hunoderes. So what does that mean? Aldas Baila Hinoderes. Every woman really has her husband in mind. The Chachamim made that up. Darshina Taima Dekra. Because she has a husband in mind, so therefore we allow the husband to get rid of it. That's only Reb Shimon. The answer is no. That's the Hagdara of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called Hafaras Nedarim, that the husband has power. Why does he have such power? It's the mitzvah, not the reason for the mitzvah. The explanation for the mitzvah is that Kol Hanoderes, and therefore it can even affect halacha lemaisa differences, like it quotes our Gemara. In our Gemara, where there is not a situation of aldas baila, they're about to get divorced, so you don't say the mitzvah. He doesn't have power on a daraisa level. This is not, we're finished the sugya of yesh koach b'yad chachamim. No, this is just the chachamim interpreting the power that the Torah gives, and hafaras nedarim would not apply in this context. That's a crucial piece in Parshas Chukas, in Siman Mem Beis, in the Minchas Asher, where he catalogs a lot of different elements relating to the sugya of Tamei HaMitzvos and Darshin HaTamei Dekra. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line, Hai Sabas Yisrael Nifsala Minakahuna V'chulu, if she was a Bas Yisrael, and she again got married to someone while her husband was alive, so she's Nifsala Minakahuna V'chulu, she can no longer marry a Kohen, she has the status of a Zona. Says the Gemara, Pshita, that's obvious. Right? She was nivala to somebody while she was married. So, bas levi, mina meiser, it's tricha lai. No, the chiddush is the next line. If she was a bas levi, she can no longer eat meiser. Says the Gemara, Ubaslevim and a meiser mi mifsala biznus. There's no iser of zona. If a woman is a zona, there's no iser of her eating meiser rishon. Only a kohen is not allowed to marry a zona. Reisha zona v'chala lo yikachu. Vatanya, the Brisa says, levia shenishbeis o niva o sheniva la be'ila znus nosan la meiser v'ochelas. A levia, that a bas levi that became captured, and then we're worried that she was nivelis to an akum, or nivela biasnus, she could still eat meiser rishon. So why here do we say that she loses it? Answer, you're right. On a deraisa level, she does not lose it. Amar Evsheshes Knasa. Here is different. In a case where she was captured, it's not her fault. Nothing's her fault. There's no reason to be koneser. But here, she got remarried. She got remarried without checking. Again, if it was two witnesses, that's something else, as we'll talk about and as we have spoken about. But if it's only one witness, that's only teamed up with Daiku Mintzava, and maybe yesterday we spoke about Afke Inu. So therefore, we are koneser and take away her ability to eat meiser. I didn't mention it, but I should have mentioned it the past couple of days. I keep forgetting to mention it. There is an important Rashi. We mention all of this sugyas that we have been talking about in terms of the ne'emanus of the Isha and of the Eid Echad and how it works. Machlokas, Daraisa, Darabana. And if you remember at the beginning of the parak, we spoke about Rashi and others think that the Havamin is that it's Daraisa. And at the end of the day, the Maskan is only no. Rabbi Zeira said on Daf Peches, Mita Chomesh Echmarta Allah Besofe, Katala Bitchilasa. There is a Rashi in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Hei, which has to do with the end of yesterday's daf, which I did not get to mention, where Rashi says there, explaining Eidus Isha, he puts together the din of Eidus Isha with Afke'inu, which is a din d'oraisa, as we spoke about yesterday. Rashi, the top Rashi on Kuf Mem Heim, Abezin Shabbos. Le'edus Isha, Lomar Le'isha Meis Baalech. One aid is believed to say your husband died. Why? The Akilu Be'Rabanan, Mishumi Guna. The Rabbanan were Mekel, and now the Gemara, the Rashi quotes something the Gemara does not say. The Gemara doesn't bring up Afke Inhu earlier in the Perek, or later we'll see Daika Uminsava or Milsa Davidi Ligluye. Rashi connects Eidus Isha to Afke Inhu. Why were the Rabbanan Mekel? Mishimiguna v'chadim Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanan Mekadesh v'yafkinu Rabbanan l'kedushim inay. So that's a crucial Rashi many talk about. Rashi seems to be saying the Eidus Isha is Ne'eman Daraisa. Like Rashi says, the Havamina is at the beginning of our parak, even though the Maskana seems to be the Rabbanan, but that's an important Rashi that links Afke Inhu to Eidus Isha. Okay, now we're up to the two dots on Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Bas Kohen Minat Shruma. So a Bas Kohen is Nifseles from, not only from Kahuna, but she can no longer go back to her father's house and eat Shruma. It says the Gemara, Filu Shruma Mi Rabbanan. Even Truma Darabanan, right? Truma Daraisa, of course, because they were for Kone's Meiser, of course, for Kone's Truma. So, even Truma Darabanan, Rashi explains. Then Yarshav Salza, Yarshav Salza, Yarshing Subasa, Vechulu. Neither of the sets of Yarshim of the husbands, Yarshin Herksuba. If she dies before them, they don't get her ksuba, says the Gemara. Ksuba, Mayavita, what are you talking about, her ksuba? She doesn't have a ksuba. We said she loses her ksuba, according to the Tanakama. Amar of Papa, Ksubas Bunin Dichrin. The Ksuba of the male sons. What does that mean? What's the Ksuba of the male sons? So we know this from a Mishnah Maseches Ksubas. Rashi quotes on Adav Nun Beis. One of the Tznai Ksuba is that the Rabbanan saw that the fathers of these girls weren't giving their daughters a lot of money, a lot of dowry to get into the marriage because they were nervous that their grandchildren would lose it. Why? Let's say the fathers give the daughter and then the daughter gets married and then the daughter dies. So the money that the father had given her goes to the husband. Let's say the husband now marries a new wife and they have other kids. So the children from the original wife and the children from the new wife are going to split the whole Yerusha. And what if the father, the original grandfather, have given a lot of money? So now it's going to be split up to some grandchildren that are not his grandchildren. So the Rabbanan made a Tnai Ksuba of Ksubas Bunin Dichrin, the Ksuba of your male sons, where the husband writes to the wife, the male sons that you have from me, they will yarshin your ksuba totally, fully, and not be split up with any other wife's children of another wife that I have. So that was created to prevent to let's say motivate the fathers to give a lot to the dowry in order to make it easier for them to get married. That's what Rashi quotes here, the whole Mishnah, and at the end of the Rashi, he says, Ksubas banan dichrin, derabanan tikun, Ksubas banan dichrin, kadesha yikvots adam, v'itin labito kebedo. So a man gives a lot of dowry to his daughter, and therefore, the girls, many people want to marry them because they assume that they'll bring in a number of assets to the marriage. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. That's the whole concept of Ksubas Banan Dichron doesn't apply. She forfeited it when she acted irresponsibly, so she loses the Ksubas Banan Dichron. So where it says Pshita. Again, isn't that obvious? If she lost the ksuba, she loses the tanai ksuba, as we've been talking about. So the Gemara said, no, you might have said here is different. Mao de tema lidida da of de isura kansua rabbanan. Maybe only her. She violated an isser. So the rabbanan were konis her. Lizara lo kansu rabbanan. But for her children, what'd they do wrong? Her sons didn't do anything wrong. So you might say that the ksuba's banan dichron still stays. Kamash malan, we don't say that. It does not stay. Once the ksuba is gone, the tanai ksuba is gone. The Sha'ar Misyana Bahalacha here notes that this is the depths of this Gemara. What is the Gemara really trying to say here? That in most other cases that we find, we see that the children are not punished for an avera the father did. The Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Yud Beis. If somebody is asa malachto b'moed and he died, do we konase the children? The Gemara in Gittin. If somebody is mocher avdo la'akum v'meis. The Gemara in Bechoros. He quotes Sorim Ozen. In all those cases, we say we're not konase the children for an avera of the father. And yet here, we find that we do. Somewhat unusual. Explains the Sha'ar Misyana Bahalacha, but here is different. Because those cases are just stam and avera being done. You don't punish. There's a separate knas that we do to the father and not to the child. But here we're talking about a tanai ksuba. So it's different. A tanai ksuba can't be stronger than the ksuba. And that's why once the ksuba is gone, the tanai ksuba is gone also. That was the Havamina. You might say that this is just like all other cases in the world where we're never konase the children. Kamashmalan, what's the kamashmalan? Why are we konase the children? They didn't do anything wrong. What's the kamashmalan? The answer is that it's a tanai ksuba. And once the ksuba, the ikar ksuba is gone, so the tanai ksuba is also gone. There is an important discussion based on a rush. The rush in ksubis, in Perek Dalet, Os Chav Dalet. The rush discusses, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh. He quotes a machlokes ge'onim, whether we have ksubis banin dichron bizman hazeh. It's not written in our ksuba. So, bistama, we don't have it today. That's not ksubis banin dichron. Why not? It was a tanai ksuba. Takana drabanan. Says the Rush. Revi matityahu ge'on. Quotes the ge'onim. Haya omer. She'ein dunning ksubis banin dichron bizman hazeh. We don't have that. Why? Kivan she'ein atam ela kadei she'ikvos adam v'yitin lebito kibino. Since the whole point of ksubas banan dichron is so that we create girls who boys want to marry. V'yachshav, and now nagul litin yosef v'yoser. Now people give plenty. They're not worried about that. The metzias has changed. Fathers give a ton, and therefore there's nothing to worry about ksubas banan dichron. You don't need it anymore. So we're mevatel the takana. V'chein kasabal ha'iter zal tshuva l'Rabbi Chanina b'Rabbi Yehuda hayom kama shanim batzla ksubas banan dichron miyeshiva seinu. We don't use it. Say the gaonim v'lama batzla l'fisha tzorch l'daktik benachasim sheish l'machrayis b'roy b'muchzag moser diner. It's complicated, and because we don't need it anymore, we got into it. V'od dikar takanta k'dei shikpos v'itin la. Vahayom halavai shitin lebeno kibita. Well, it's just the opposite. Today halavai people should give their sons as much as their daughters. V'kama hutzroch hadavar lenados kol mi sheyar b'matnos bito v'yom hazeh kama shanim she'en yishivaseinu dona b'ksubas banan dichron. Fine, so that's what the Rush quotes. No more ksubas banan dichron b'zman hazeh. The question is, we know the rule is davar shebe minyan sorach minyan achir la'atiro. Or to say it in another way, if once there's a din derabanan, how could you get out of a din derabanan? Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, right? Yantiv Sheini. Even if you want to say the reason doesn't apply anywhere, we can't get rid of dinim drabanan unless you have a bezin gadol mechadero, some gzeros on Shabbos. You might say we don't crush medicine anymore. Whatever. All this is always the rule. We all know that you can't get rid of dinim just because the reason doesn't apply anymore. So explains to Koheles Yaakov in Mesechet, the author of the Mishkos Yaakov, in his commentary Mesechet Beitzer, if Shechter likes to quote this Koheles Yaakov, that there are two types of dinim derabanan. Two types of dinim derabanan. Sometimes the rabbanan formulated a din and did not build in the reason to the din. They just made the din. There is a reason for it, but they didn't build the reason in. And in those cases, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din applies. But sometimes the reason is built into the din itself. This is the din because. And in those cases, once the because doesn't apply anymore, then the din doesn't apply anymore. How do you know? How do you know which is which? So explains the Koheles Yaakov, well, it depends if the din is being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa. if the din is being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa, so then it has to be that the rabbanan build in the reason, because it's a bittel, it's an akiras davar, and if it's an akiras davar, then it has to be temporary only for the reason, and once the reason doesn't apply anymore, we'll go back to the din d'oraisa. That's how you know the difference. So therefore, the rush here is explaining ksubas banin dichrin. The takana of ksubas banin dichrin is uprooting the mitzvah of Yerusha. It's not the normal din of Yerusha. When a wife dies, the husband gets it, and then all the children split it. So this has to have the reason built in. Another example, the Beis Yosef writes, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, that's that long siman, all about Nesias Kapayim, says the Beis Yosef, Venir Ali, in the place where their minog is to put the talus over the face of the Kohanim and of the Kehillah, even if the Kohen has a lot of movement on his face, on his hands, which the your earlier sources, the Gemara talks about, you're not allowed to duchen in that case. You're not used to it. The Kohen can still duchen. Because you're not worried about Hesach Hadas anymore. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskens this way, Kuf Chav Ches Simen. Sif Lamed Aleph. So again, the question is, how could you say this? It's a din. The Chazal said, no duchening if you have movement on your face and on your hands. The answer is, because that's being mevatel, the mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa of nesias kapayim. And therefore, it has to be built in. So if the reason doesn't apply anymore, it's not going to make people lose their concentration, so then it is okay. One other one, the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, leaves Betzarech Iyun in Hilchus Shabbos. Tzarech Iyun doesn't answer the question. He says, if Bizman Hazeh, in almost every one of our neighborhoods, we don't have a Rishus Harabim D'Oraisa, right? All the requirements that you need. We spoke about this back in Shabbos on Davav and Erevin on Davav, right? The different requirements for Rishus Harabim. Do you need 600,000 and do you need a certain 15 amos wide? So many places are not Rishus Harabim D'Oraisa. So why, asked the Mishnah Berurah, don't we blow shofar on Shabbos? Gzeira Shem Yavirenu shouldn't apply, because you're not worried about Hotzah. So why is he worried about, so ask the Achronim after the Mishnah Berurah, past 100 years. The question of the Mishnah Berurah is, what's his question? Davar Shem Minyan, so we can't get out of it. The answer is, because that Takana, that Gzeira, was Mevatel, a Mitzvah Zasei Daraisa. And if they're Abanan or Mevatel, a Mitzvah Zasei Daraisa, they must. They must build in the reason to the takana, and therefore, if the reason ever doesn't apply, then the takana would fall away. So Ksubas Banin Dichrin is one of the examples, and that's why the Gaonim quoted in the Rush in Maseches Ksubas, they got rid of it Bizman Hazeh. Okay, we continue. Two dots. Achav Joseph, Chosav Lo Miyamin. The brothers of these two men involved, her real husband and the other man, do chalitza not yibum. Achav Shal Rishon Choleitz Mida Oraisa. The lo miyabe midirabanan. The first one you have to do something to for sure. If the husband dies, that's her husband. So she does chalitza daraisa, and she's not allowed to do yibum midirabanan. Achiv shalsheni chalitz midirabanan. The second husband does chalitza. She doesn't have to do anything really with this man. This man is not related to her. But chalitza darabanan, so people don't think he goes away with nothing. For lo miyabe lo midaraisa lo midirabanan. Period. Now we get into the three other opinions in the Mishnah. Remember, everything we've spoken about up till now is the takana of the Rabbanan and the chita of the Tanakama, that she loses everything. These marriages fell apart. But then we have three other opinions in the Mishnah. Reb Yossi, Reb Elazar, and Reb Shimon. Reb Yossi first says that she does get a ksuba from the first husband. That's Reb Yossi. Rabbi Elazar says that she does some of the Tznai Ksuba still stay. Mitzia Masia Dev Afarasadara. The husband still keeps some control. And then finally, Rabbi Shimon says she can even do Yibum with the first husband's brother. And there's no Mamzeris from the first husband's child that she would have now. Those are the three extra opinions. So the Gemara now is about to have a Machloka Samoraim. Those opinions are each telling us a bigger Chiddush. But which order? Is it going in ascending or descending order? Who is telling us the bigger chiddush, and who agrees with who? So that's here that we have from two dots to two dots. So let's do it. Rav Yossi Amar Ksubas L'Nechsei Ba'ai L'Vachulu. Amar Rav Huna. First day is Rav Huna. Basroi Modi L'Kamoi. Kamoi Lo Modi L'Basroi. The Basroi, the later opinions. Rabbi Shimon is the biggest chiddush. And he agrees to the earlier opinions, but the earlier opinions don't agree to his opinion. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon, Modi Leil Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that even Bia of the brother of the first husband can be done, Yibum, he's Modi to Rabbi Elazar. Why? Rabbi Elazar, who says that all the Tanai Ksuba still are in effect. Dema Bia to Iker Isura, allowing a Bia, which is a major Iker Isur, if it wouldn't be good. Lo Kanis, we're not Gozer on a Bia, so Koshikin Mitsiyasu, Masiya Deda Mamonu, surely Dini Mamonis, which is less risky. Right, if you allow Bia, Arayos, the world of Arayos, you surely would allow Dini Mamonis to still be intact. Meaning, if you treat the marriage as a marriage, Le'inyin Bia, you for surely would treat the marriage in terms of Mamonis. Rebbe Elazar, lo mozli le Reb Shimon, Rebbe Elazar, for the exact same reason, would not agree to Reb Shimon. Mitziyasu ma'asi yadea de mamonahu lo kanis. The Mamonis elements we do not find. Avo bia de isura hu kanis. But that's why Shita number 2 and Shita number 3. Rebbe Elazar, Reb Shimon would argue with Rebbe Shimon would agree to Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar wouldn't argue with would not agree with Reb Shimon. Vitravayu modele the Reb Yossi, but they both would agree to the first step. Reb Yossi about ksuba. Hani why? Hani diasva tute lokanis. If the halachos of tnai ksuba that apply while they're still married, Mitzia, Maisia Daim, etc., Lo Kanis, if those were not fined, the Koshik and Ksuba, surely Ksuba is not going to be fined, because that's all about getting divorced. That's all about getting divorced. So surely, Reb Shimon Reb Elazar would agree to the first day of Reb Yossi. For Reb Yossi, Lo Mo De La Hu, Reb Yossi would not agree to them. Why? Ksuba De La Mishkalu Meifaku De Lo Kanis. Ksuba, which is all about getting divorced, not kones, avalhani diasvetute kones, but those other halachas, which is about staying married, the mizo, the maisia dayim, and the others, hafaras adarim, so that we would be kones. So that's all version one. Rav Huna, who says it goes in ascending order in terms of what the bigger chiddush is. Reb Shimon has the biggest chiddush, even allowing a bia, the yibum of the brother taking place. Fine. Reb Yochanan Amar, just the opposite. Reb Yochanan says kamoi modi lebasroi. Basroi lo modi le kamoi. No, the first opinions, Rabbi Yossi is the biggest chiddush, and he would be moded to all the other shitas, but not the opposite. Why? Rabbi Yossi modi le Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yossi, who says she gets a ksuba, is moded to Rabbi Elazar, who all the other tonight ksuba kick in. Also, why? The direction. Ksuba dil dimidi de lidida lo kanis. The ksuba, which is payment from him to her. Meaning, she did something wrong, and still we allow her. That's the biggest chiddush. Rabbi Yossi is the biggest chiddush, because we're allowing her to collect money. What do you mean? She did the aveh, she did something wrong. But still we allow her to collect money. Kiva, nimi di de, li di da lo kanis. So surely all the other things. V'kol shekin mitziyasa, umay siyadeha, nimi di da lo di de. The other things go from her to him. So we wouldn't be konis. Rabbi Elazar, lo motile. And Rabbi Elazar would not be modet to the first opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Mitziyasu maisiya decha hu dimidi daladi de lo kanis. Mitziya and maisiya dayin that go from her to him. So that were not konis because he didn't do anything wrong. Ava, he just disappeared. Ava ksuba dimidi daladi da kanis. But ksuba, which is going to her, that we would be konis. That's why Rabbi Elazar would not agree to Rabbi Yossi. Vitravayu modele Rabbi Shimon. But both would say Rabbi Shimon, who's about Bia. He allows Yibam with the brother of the first husband. Still, everybody would agree that that's mutter. Why? Umahani, if these, the ksuba and the tanai ksuba, the michayim, those are a reflection of the marriage while it's still intact. Lo kansi, we're not konis there. Bia, delachar, misa, and a bia after the husband dies. So surely we're not going to be konis if we even allow certain marriage halachas to stay in effect. Surely, the halacha of the after marriage. Lo kol shekein. For Rabbi Shimon, lo modi luhu. Rabbi Shimon would not be moda to them. He would say only this afterwards. Bio delachar misa lo kanis. After the marriage already evaporates, so fine. You could say, I could view the marriage as was. Aval hani demichayim, but I'm not going to view the marriage as is. Kanis, we're going to fine her, and therefore we wouldn't give her the ksuba, or give him the maisi adayim, the hafaras nadarim, etc. Remember, as we're talking about ksuba, a ksuba is not a, and chasan and akalas always have to be told this before the wedding. A ksuba is not a marriage license, it's not a marriage document, it is a din derabanan that Chazal said that one is not allowed to live with one's wife unless one has a ksuba. Unless the woman has the ksuba and knows where the ksuba is. They're fully married without a ksuba, but the ksuba is done beforehand because Chazal said you're not allowed to be married without a ksuba. At some time in the marriage, even 50 years after they're married, the woman loses her ksuba. She does not know where the ksuba is. That's a big emergency. That day, one has to, the husband and the wife have to go to a Rav and say, we don't know where Aksuba is. And the Rav that day writes Aksuba to Irkasa. There are forms for it. Aksuba of one that was lost with two witnesses and Adim. And they redo and have a new and have Aksuba. The Aksuba to Irkasa. I've done a couple of those. And it's, it doesn't mean that the woman always has to know, you know, where the Aksuba, have the Aksuba with her. She just doesn't know where it is. If husband and wife go on vacation across the world, she does not have to take the Aksuba with her. She just has to know where it is in the house. So that it is, or not even in the house, in a safe deposit box, just to know where it is in the world, and that she will always have access to it if she needs. The most cases of Ksuba d'Irkasas are cases of moving and traveling and construction. That's where the common times that people might lose their Ksuba. Okay. Says the Gemara, Nises Shelo Birshus. We're back to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, after quoting these three opinions, right after quoting Rabbi Shimon's opinion, this is continued. This is a continuation of Rabbi Shimon's opinion. What did it say? V'imnisei shelo b'rishus, if she married without Rishus Bezdin, meaning with two witnesses. That's what we said it means. Mutaris lachserlo. Rabbi Shimon holds that if the woman gets married because two witnesses said her husband died, and then her first husband comes into her house one day, she could go back to her first husband. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. That's not what the other opinion said, right? We said later on, lo nisei salpi bezdin, if she does not get married bezdin, teitzi v'chayeves b'karban, right? That's unlike the first line. So it's Rabbi Shimon who holds that she could go back. Amar Avuna Marav. Hachi Yochaza, Rav says, this is the halacha. The halacha is that if she gets married based on the testimony of two witnesses, she could go back to her first husband. That's what Rav Huna quotes Rav as saying. Amalei Rav Nachman, Ganvi Genuvi Lamalacha, what are you stealing for? Stealing? What is he stealing? Rav Nachman is upset that Rav Huna quoted Rav, and they didn't just say, Isvir Lacha Karebi Shimon, Ema Halacha Karebi Shimon. If you're like Reb Shimon, so give him the credit. Say the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Dishmaitich Reb Shimon Azla. You're saying this is the halacha? So just say Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the Tana. Give him credit. So why don't you give him credit? V'chitema Iyamina. And if you say halacha Reb Shimon, if you say that, well, I didn't want to say the halacha like Reb Shimon, because if I would have, mashma, if halacha Reb Shimon, mashma filu b'kamaisa. I would have thought even the first opinions of Reb Shimon about Bia and no Mamzeris, we also hold of. Eimalach Reb Shimon Biachrona. So you should have said Alach Reb Shimon on his last line. Kasha, there's no answer given. So Rav Nachman is very upset that they didn't give Reb Shimon credit. Again, if you look here in the Sha'ar Misyana Bahalacha, he quotes many different sources related to this throughout Shas and Midrashim, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and the sixth Parak in Kinyan Torah, where one of the 48 Dvarim Shatora Nikneis Bohem is Homer Davar B'Shem Amro, maybe Geula La'olam, right? Learned out from Esther Amalka. Vatomer Esther Alamelech B'Shem Mordechai. To write him down in the Sefer HaZachronos. The Medrash Tanchuma even has not even a positive, but even in the negative. Misha Eina Omer B'Shem Amro over Alakasov Al Tigzol Dal Kidalhu. It's like stealing from somebody. And the Shla Kadosh writes, She Yomer Davar B'Shem Amro V'lo Yigzol Das HaOmro Ki Gzela Zu Yoser Migzelas Mamon. Stealing somebody's Torah without giving them the credit is like even worse than stealing money. Why? Ki nefesh hu chovel, u'ma'od gadol aveira zu be'enai, says the Shla HaKadosh. We have to be very careful about Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. We mentioned in the past, Matthew Solomon's article that he has, a mimer about Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, maybe Geula La'olam, that it's not just a saying, but it's a personality. Omer Davar B'Shem Amro means if you give somebody else the credit. If you say B'Shem Amro, then you could be Zoche to be the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Geula through. That was Esther. Esther gave Mordechai the credit, and therefore she was Zoche to be the tool. He quotes this in the context of the beautiful Medrash in Parshas in Sefer Shmos, where it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, when he goes to Midian, and the Benos Yisro say, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miyad Haroim. And there's one Medrash that faults Moshe for that he didn't complain. Yosef was called an Ivri, and Moshe was called a Mitzri, and that's why Moshe wasn't Zochel to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's one Medrash, but there's another Medrash. Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miyad Haroim. When the Benos Lot say to Moshe, wow, thank you for saving God. Moshe says, it wasn't me, it was the Ish Mitzri. It was the Ish Mitzri that I killed. And when I killed him, they doesn't have your saw and I had to run here. So that whole Gilgal of events, I realize I'm just the tool. Moshe didn't take the credit. And the Medrash gives the mashal. You know, if somebody is bitten by a snake, and the snake, and he has to run to the river to wash off the wound, and in the river he sees a baby drowning, and he saves the baby. And they say to him, well, thank you so much for saving the baby. And he says, it wasn't me, it was the snake. What do you mean it was the snake? He recognizes that it wasn't his greatness, his gavus. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was zocheh. That's Homer Dover B'Shem Amro. If somebody says something, recognizing that he is not the source. Maybe Geula Le'olam. So that is bringing Geula Le'olam to the world. So that's why Rav Nachman got upset. Gunuvei Ganvi, why you be Ganuv? You know, you should say it. Say it in the name of who it's supposed to be said in. Period. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes also gets upset for a different reason. Rav Nachman got upset because he didn't just quote it by name. Rav Sheshes got upset about the statement itself, the content of the statement. Amina, and a phrase that comes up in a number of places in Shas, it's always talked about. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amina, kinayim v'shachiv Rav Amar l'hashmaitza. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this line. Why? He says, the halacha, we paskin this way. What do you mean paskin that way? Does anybody argue on this? Halacha michlal de pligi, my havi le lemavid, me'enes ansa. What should she have done? She was an one. So of course, if she gets married, if she trusts two witnesses that her husband died, she gets remarried. What was she supposed to do? How can we fault her? So of course she could go back. We're going to see that this is not the case, halacha lemaisa. But this is what Rav Sheshes says. Does anybody argue on this? That's why he gets upset at Rav. Just logically, how could anybody say otherwise? Right? Whenever this comes up, everybody who quotes the Shuvah of the Chavos Yar in Simon Kufnun Beis discusses all the insults in Shas, and he re-explains them to say they're not really insulting. Like here, Rav Sheshes is not insulting Rav. Oh, he must have been sleeping. He's saying, Rav is such an amazing person. It couldn't have been him that said it. Unless he was sleeping, but Rav is too amazing to have said such a thing. That's what it means. He's raising Rav up. He's not putting him down. That's what he's saying. It's similar to, we mentioned this in the past, the thought of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik that is quoted in the Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, where he talks about the mitzvah of tochacha on page 87. He says there, what does the word tochacha come from? It comes from the word lahochiach, to prove. What does it mean to prove? When I give tochacha, when I rebuke somebody, I'm not really putting them down. I have to be lifting them up. And I say to the person, this is not befitting of you. You're better than this. You have so much in you. That's what it means. I prove to the person who they really are. That's what tochacha has to be, and that's the attitude we have to have. Not just to squash the student or squash the child, but we have to lift them up, give them tochacha. The you is so high. And he quotes, that's why many times throughout Shas, when you have somebody talking about something negative that they did, they call themselves in the third person, Ahu Gavra. Ahu Gavra, meaning me, but I did that. Well, while it's somebody, something good or positive about what they did, they say, Ana. Because it's the deep down inside, every Jew has that Ana, has that amazing Pintala Yid. We learn from this, he writes, that within every Jew there are two personalities. In every individual there's the ideal personality, aspiring towards that which is sacred, noble, and worthy. That's the Chelek Elokam Imal. And simultaneously, every person is moved by certain animal instincts which lead him or her to sinful acts. The real personality is the one that's motivated by the lofty inclination. That's the Ana, the I, the essential inner self of the person. The animal instincts that impel one towards wrongful ways constitute only the Hahu Gavra, that person, a stranger, a trespasser who occupies one spirit. And that's also, he says, that's the pshat, the famous story in Chagiga about Acher, and he keeps hearing the baskol. Everybody can do tshuva except for Acher. And he goes to 13 Batei Medrash, and every time he comes out of the base Medrash, he asks a child, tell me what you learned. And every pasuk is about not doing tshuva and forget he's finished. So, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, yes, what's the message? Acher can't do tshuva, but Elisha ben Avuya can do tshuva. Acher, chutz me'acher, you got to get rid of your acher, you got to get rid of your Ahu Gavra and realize the power that you have. So that's the Chavos Yair's pshat to this case of Kinayim. Rav must have been sleeping. It's not an insult. No, it means Rav is so better than this. It couldn't be that he said it. Again, and this is part of the mitzvah of Atarecha Kamocha, part of realizing the godless of every Jew. The Anafes Avos, the Rav Avadia, quotes a number of amazing stories. If you want to look in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Beis, here he has it as mitzvah tesvav. Mishnah tesvav. Yikavod chavercha chaviv alecha kishalcha. Right? The issues of V'atorecha kamocha, and realization that every Jew is special. Even quotes from the brother of the Shlah, who was asked, say, how can you love every Jew? You know, there are some great Jews, there are big rabbis, there are friends, there are these, there's that, there's so many different types of Jews. How can you love all of them equally? So he says, it's not about equally. But he says, imagine your body. Imagine you're about to, something's about to hit you in the face. So what do? You put up your hands. You'd rather your hands get hit than your face. Something's falling on top of your head. There's all different parts of your body. You love all parts of your body. But some parts of your body are more important than others. So too, says the Anaf Eitz Avos, in the name of the brother of the Shlah. So too, people. You could love this person like your heart, and this person like your brain, and this person like this, like that. But it's all part of your body, and you all have to give them the proper respect. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So Rav Sheshet says, number one, I can't believe Rav said this, because who would argue? And number two, I have not only a logical question, but a textual problem. The following Braisa seems to say that the Rabbanan would agree to this, that even after two witnesses, they could go back. She could go back to her first husband. Ve'ol Tanya, kol ha'raisha betorah ein sricha semenu get, chutz me'eshes ish shenisseis al pi bezdin, anytime a person lives with an erva, he doesn't need a get, right, because it's chayav krisus, except for an eshes ish that got married al pi bezdin. So we think that's what it means, married with one, based on one witness. Al pi bezdin hu debaya gita, based on bezdin, meaning if it was one aid and you need a bezdin, you need a get. Al pi edim lo baya gita, but if it was just two witnesses by itself, you would not need a get. So who is this Braisa according to? That's the question. So Mani, who is this Braisa according to? Elamer Rabbi Shimon. This Braisa that makes a distinction between who needs a get from the second husband. So the Braisa says, if she got married with one witness, you need a get. Two witnesses, she does not need a get. Which passes mean, the Gemara is assuming now, that means she could go back to the first husband. So Elamer Rabbi Shimon, Alpi Bezdin Mi Bayagita. According to Rabbi Shimon, does she ever need a get? Vatani Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says the following statement. Asu Bezdin Behora Asan. When Bezdin Paskins, we assume that means from an eight echad, kizadon ish beisha. We treat it like a mazid, and therefore she has to get divorced. She has to leave that husband, even the first husband. I'll be edim, but if it's by edim, kishigas ish beisha, we treat it like a shogeg. Edivi edi lo baya get. They both don't need a get. The question is to going back to the original husband. So Rabbi Shimon says you never need a get. So the Braisa, this line cannot be Rabbi Shimon, elo lav rabbanani. It must be the rabbanan. And therefore you see the rabbanan agree that if there were two witnesses, there's no get needed from the second husband, which we assume also means she could go back to the first husband. So everybody agrees. So what does Rav mean that, oh, I pass like Shimon, she could return? Number one, who would argue? And number two, you see Beferish. So the Gemara says, no, five suggestions, or four suggestions, that at least the textual problem is not a problem. You might still have the halachim achal de pligi line, the first question, but the second, va'otanya, there's four other ways to understand this braisa. Number one, the olam Rabbi Shimon, he really is Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Rabbanan would say, even with two witnesses, she cannot go back to the first husband. And that is, at the end, we'll see what we paskin. V'taritz hachi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, asu bezdin behora asan. What did that line mean as follows? Rabbi Shimon says bezdin is acts with their hora'ah, with eight echad, kikavanas ish beisha. They treat it as if a case where the man and the woman had kiddushin, ubaya get, and you need a get from the second husband, a second man. Api edim, kishalo bikavanas ish beisha, but if it was the two witnesses, then you treat it as if the husband and the wife, the man and the woman, just had an act of znus, lo by a get, you don't need a get. Meaning, that line of Shimon is not referring to a case of mazid or shogig, or just kavana and no kavana for marriage. Or of Ashi Amar Linin Isuraktani. Or maybe it's just regarding Isurim. We're not talking about get at all. It's regarding Isurim. This is what that line means. Asu Bezdin, Reb Shimon, was Asu Bezdin Behora Asan, Kizadon Ish Beisha Umitzra Baila. She only got married based on the testimony of one witness. It's Bemazid. Alpishin Edim, Kishigaz Ish Beisha Velo Mitzra Baila. And she's mutted to go back to her husband, but it doesn't say that she doesn't need a get. Maybe she does need a get from the second husband. And therefore, the Braisa could be Reb Shimon Shita. Ravina Amar Thurbshat, Lenin Karban Ktani. Maybe that line is referring to the Karban. And what is that? Vahachi Ka'amar, Asu Bezdin Behorasan, Kizadon Ish Beisha. When Bezdin Paskin, meaning based on one witness, then we treat it like a mazid, velomasi carbon, just like mazid, they wouldn't have to bring a carbon. So too, if it's Bezdin's mistake, she doesn't have to bring a carbon. But if it's based on Edim and not Bezdin, then we treat it like a regular shogeg, and she needs to bring a carbon. And finally, number four, the Bayisema, all of those days said maybe the price is really Reb Shimon. So it's not Akasha. Maybe it's really the Rabbanan Shita. We said then there's no Chiddush, and even the Rabbanan agree that if she got married based on two witnesses, she could go back to her first husband. No, put in a comma. V'taratzachi, chutz me'eshes ish, v'shinneses alpi bezdin. The cases that need a get are cases of eshes ish, meaning she got married based on the testimony of two witnesses, or based on the testimony of bezdin, which is one witness. Either way, so the Rabbanan could argue, and even if a woman hears from two witnesses that her husband died and she gets remarried again, it's terrible, it's tragic, because she was supposed to trust them, but she cannot go back to her first husband. Period. So now Masavula, the Gemara goes off to a related topic, but not exactly continue. We said on Amud Aleph, did anybody argue if it was two witnesses? Of course, it wasn't her fault. So that's called My Havila Lemevid. So, Masav Ula, me, Amrina, and my Havala Lemevid, do we really say that principle of, well, if it's totally ones, well, there's nothing she could have done about it. So we're going to quote from five different Mishnayos in Maseches Gittin about this. V'hatznan, all problems with the get. The Mishnah says in Gittin there on Daf Ayin Tes, Kasav l'shem Malchus she'ena hogenes. We know Chazal were Mesakein, that in a get you have to write what date? Malchus, l'shem the Malchus, the government of the time period. Why? Rashi quotes there in Daf Pei Amar Aleph in Gittin, Sheyehei lanu shalom imahem, Sheyomru chashuvim anu be'eneihem, Shekosvim shtaroseyam bishmeinu. Right, they see that we write their names to the fourth year of King so-and-so, of the ruling so-and-so, they'll be very happy. Wow, the Jews love us. So Rabbanan made this takana. Tosfos right here says that we only did it in Gittin. Well, they didn't get in because they realized that Gittin are the most important shtar. It has to do with about husbands and wives and their marriage, not other shtaris. But either way, so what happens if the sofer messed up and he wrote l'shem malchus she'ena hogenes? He wrote to the malchus of Rome, which we say should not be done. That's not a real malchus. The Gemara there says they don't have their own aksav and their own lashon. So what happens if you write l'shem malchus she'ena hogenes? Just parenthetically, machlokas rishonim. What if you just didn't write it to any malchus? If you write it to a wrong Malchus, that's a problem, as the Mishnah says. If you didn't write it to any Malchus, so then that is a Machlokas. Tosfos there says, we paskin l'kula. And that is why Bizman HaZeh, it wasn't a Takana, Bizman HaZeh, we don't write it to any Malchus, we just write it to the year. We write it to Shnosa Olam. Tosfos on Peyam Ebeiz and Gittin. Umasha anu kosvin l'briyas Olam, mishum dahashta leka shalom Malchus pakach. There's no shalom Malchus Bizman HaZeh. Even the Ovdei Kachavim count to the years, they don't count to the kings. And therefore, and the Malchus is not Machpid, so therefore, nothing to worry about today, we just write it to the date. And it's just to be worried about the other issue, which we've touched on in the past. The Piskei Tshuvos discusses this in Simi Kufnun Vav, and that is just writing the English date. Is that a problem, writing the English date, writing the English year? Is that Chukos Sa'akum? Is that Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru? But other than that problem, it wouldn't be a problem in the get. So here we go. So the Mishnah says, Kas L'Shem Malchus She'ena Hogenes, L'Shem Malchus Madai, L'Shem Malchus Yavon, L'Binyan Abayis, L'Chorban Abayis, to the year since the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Chorban, Haya B'Mizrach, the Kasa B'Mayrif. It's in the east, and he wrote it in the west. But Mizrav Akasav Amayriv, we'll get back to what that means. Teitzi Mizeo Mizeh. So if you have all these mistakes in the get, and the husband gave the wife the get, and she got remarried based on it, and then you realize the mistake, V'chol Adracham Ha'elu Basa, she has to leave both men. V'yamai, Lema Mai Havile Lemevitz. Why don't we say, no, it's not her fault? Answer, Iboy Leilak Ruye Legita. She should have had the get read to her. La'ak Ruye Legita. And because she didn't have the get read to her, so therefore, we say it is somewhat her fault. It's not a pure my havile lemevid case. Tosfos here discusses what does it mean Mizrach and Mayriv and Mizrach. So 2 days in Tosfos. Is this going on the Edim? In the you have to write in the get where the Edom are Chosem, where they sign it, that's for sure. What about where the Sofer is? Do you have to write where the Sofer is writing the Get? So that is a machlo, 2 days in Tosfos, and that was a 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Chav Ches, the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchos Gittin. First quote that you don't need to know where the Sofer is, and then he says, "V'yesh omrim shegam al makom amidas haSofer yesh lahakpid v'tzarech sheyamdu haSofer v'edim makom echa." That's why it's a good idea for the Sofer to write it in the place where the Edim are going to sign it. But either way, the Gemara answers, "Ibay le laakru ye legita." And we'll have this again, so let's just read it a little more, and then I'll make a comment. Amar Efsimi Barashi Tashma, also later on in that Mishnah. Hakonis is Yevimto, Valchatzarasa Venises, Venimsizu Islandis. A man does Yibum, and then the Tzara goes and marries someone else, and then it comes out that the Yevama was an Islandis. Tetsimi Zemizevachalajacham Eluba. So again, she has to get divorced. Via my name am I have a little mevid. Right? Why don't we say she didn't have a choice? Iboy Lailam Tune. She should have waited a little bit. What do you mean waited? So the Ritva says, because she already had some Simani Islandis. You're right, if she had no Simani Islandis, nothing to talk about. Terachea Darche Noam, says the Ritva. How long do you have to wait? But a little bit, because she had Simani Islandis already, so she'd wait until it's determined, Vadai or not. Ta Amar Abaya Tashma, also in the Mishnah there. All similar cases. Kol Arayis Sha'amru Poto Tzaro Sehen. All the Arayis that we say Patur their Tzaros, right? The first mission in the Masechta. Halchu Tzaros V'nisu V'nimsu Eilu Ailanios. The Tzaros went and remarried somebody else, and then married somebody else, and then it came out that these Arayos, these Erevas, were Ailanis. Therefore, she was never married, and therefore these women were Zakuk to Yibum. Teitzim Yizeo Mizeo V'chal Jracham Eiluba. V'yamai Nimim Ayhav Elele Mevid. So again, Iboy Lelam Tunei. The cases where she already had started having some simanim. Amar Rav Tashma, next case. Kasav Sofer Get Le'ish V'Shofer Le'isha. A sofer is doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's writing a get for the husband, or a shofar, a receipt for the wife. Vita, and when he gave them the documents, he made the mistake. V'nasan Get Le'isha V'Shofer Le'ish. He gave the get to the woman, and the receipt to the man, and so therefore the man, thinking it was a get, gave the receipt to the woman. And they switched. V'nasu Zelazet. And afterwards they realized, years later, so the woman never was divorced. Why does she have to leave her first husband? Right, what was she supposed to do? So she never got a get, you're right. But what was she supposed to do in this case? She should have had the get read to her. And because she didn't, that was her fault. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, ask the Ritva, there's a halach in Meseches Gittin that she has to have the get read to her in front of the witnesses, period. So what do you mean? It's only a problem because of the mix-up? No, even if the husband gave the wife the get, you should say it's a problem because she didn't have the get read to her. So the Tosfos Yeshanim has two answers. He says, number one, V'yesh lomar, it is, even if you want to say it's pasul, if it's not read, you wouldn't say teitzeh mizeh mizeh, and that's why it's only because you have the other problem. Or anami, maybe it was read after it was given. Avalokar yuakodem nesina, maybe it was only afterwards. The Ritva has another daya. The Ritva says, right here, in terms of the Yivar Lakriya Legita, he says, let's just find it, V'yesh etirtzu, he says, maybe the... you only need a requirement of Kriya Saget only if you're working through Eide Mesira. The major machlokes in Meseches Gittin, Remei or Abelazar, Eide Mesira Karsi or Eide Chasima Karsi. Do you go by? A get could either function through signed Eidim in the get or Eidim that witnessed the giving it over. So suggest the Ritva that maybe you only need the get read in a case where you're using Eide Mesira, but if there's Eide Chasima, you would not need it. The Ritva doesn't like that daya, but he quotes that daya. His answer that he likes is that maybe it was read in front of the witnesses, but then by the time the sofer came and gave it to the husband and the wife, then he flipped it by mistake. Viter, Amar Rashi, last one. Tashma, Shina Shmo V'Shem Yif Shma. What if he made a mistake in the names? One of her names, Shemi Ro, Shemi Ro of the cities. Teitzim Yizeom Yizeh V'chal Drachem O'Eluba. V'ya my name am I have a little mevin. So Yiboy L'Lekri L'Gita, same thing. Amar Ravina Tashma. Sorry, this is the last one. Kansa V'Get Kireach. If he got married with a Get Kireach. What's a Get Kireach? There are two types of Gittin. A normal Get, which we call Get Pashut, the name of the last Masechta in Baba Basra. But also, we have Get Mekushar, a Get that Chazal made and created the law for Kohanim, because we know a Kohen, if he divorces his wife, cannot take her back, so Chazal made it harder for a Kohen to divorce his wife. You have to write a get and then fold it over, and tie knots and sign witnesses on the back, and then fold it again and sign witnesses and tie knots, and fold it again, Mekusher. So what the halacha is, you have to have more signatures than you have knots. And if you have more knots than signatures, that's called a get kireach and it's puzzle. So, concept of get kireach, tates, it's bald, it's missing signatures. Tates, mizeo mizeo v'chulu. Iboy lelek rilagita, same thing. Last line. Rav Papa saw a lemevid uvda b'may havi lelemevid. Rav Papa had a case where a woman had this case of my havi lelemevid, and he was going to allow her to go back to her first husband. Amalei Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua l'Rav Papa. V'atanya kol hani mas nisei. But what about all these cases where we said you don't say my havi lelemevid? Amalei Rav Papa says v'lav shaninu. Didn't we answer them? Didn't we get out of the problems? Amar leva shinuye leku v'lismoch upasa v'lismoch. Should we rely on these shinuye dachikas? They're answers, but come on, they're not obvious answers. Upasak in parentheses, but it says he stopped. He stopped. The Rav Papa did not allow it, and that's what we passed in Shulchan Aruch, that we wouldn't allow it in this case. The Rashba has a tshuva also about this, quoted in the Ramah in Simin Yud Zayin. That's the big Simin about Edus Isha Sifnun Ches, that we would not allow, even in a case of Mahava Lamevid, we would not allow a woman to go back to her first husband, Rachman al-Islan, if she married, in quotes, someone else. Okay, we'll have to stop here. That's what we'll continue next time with more Edus Isha.